Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome to the show, those who are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in to the show. I see a lot more people are tuning in to the show. Again, thank you guys for listening in, and again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Wow, there are really, I didn't expect this, but there are a lot of you guys tuning into the show this morning. So I'm assuming that from the show notes that you guys have received, that you're interested in this topic. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because not only myself, but my spouse, we're going through some things with to do with money, because I believe that we're just spending out too much money unnecessarily. And the reason I say that is because I just see things that happen that I feel are totally unnecessary. There are essentials that you need, and there are non-essentials that you need, and there are non-essentials. What I mean by that is, you know, essentials are things like groceries and and light, gas, and water, and all these things that you need monthly on a daily basis in order to live. Okay, you need to have rent or a mortgage to have a roof over your head. None of essential things are, let's say, I don't know, some, you know, some things of fast food, things, you know, clothes that you buy that you really don't need. Those are non-essentials. Shoes that you buy that you really don't need are non-essentials. And strictly non-essentials are, of course, fast food and things you buy at the grocery store that may not be on your list. Okay? And these are things that bother me. And not only do they bother me, but other people that I've talked to, they also bother them. Now, I went through a DVD over the weekend, 2 hours long, okay? I went through. But it was very interesting to me because I'm a numbers guy. I take care of the money at the house, and I take care of the bills and things like that. So I'm a numbers guy. I'm a money guy. All right. So for me to watch this video and listen to it and take what these people are saying literally, and it really solidified my case. Okay. And so if you guys are interested in this, you can call into the show and speak about it. 818-301-5834. Now, I don't put out there that I'm some kind of expert with money or none of that. I'm not, okay? But I'm trying to get better at it. Because as adults with a family to take care of, these are the things that you have to watch. And when you watch these things and take care of things, you understand what you need. You understand what you don't really need. And then when the time comes for something that you really need, you got the money to take care of it. You don't have to go out there and grab one of your credit cards and slam it on there because you don't have the cash to pay for it. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about. And I may do a show about money. Maybe once a week, maybe twice a week even. I know people that are asking me about 401ks and Roth IRAs and things like that for retirement. I am going to do some research on that stuff. I do know a little bit about it, but we'll get into that, you know, later on down the road. But for now, today's show is budgeting your money. Okay, trying to budget your money for the household. Okay, you've heard of budgets, having a budget for the house, things like that. That's what I'm in the process of doing right now. So I was told that the first thing we need to do is get a some sort of list Sunday through Saturday. And write down everything daily that you spend money out for. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you went into the gas station, you bought, you know, $25 worth of gas, and you went inside to pay for your gas, and you picked up a Snicker bar, bottle of water, whatever, okay? So let's say the Snicker bar and the bottle of water came out to another $3. So you spent $28 at the gas station with gas and whatever else you bought, okay? You got to write that down, all right? Everything that you spend money for. You went to, instead of bringing your lunch today for work, you went to wherever. You went to a restaurant and bought lunch. So you went to a Chinese buffet, and got lunch. Well, $7, $8, $9, I don't know what that costs, but you have to write that down. So at the end of the day, when you get home, you've written down everything that you spent money for. And your spouse did the same thing. And you have a daily total at the end of the day, how much money you spent that day. Okay? Excuse me. I'm going to tell you guys. I did it last week. And I'm not going to say it. But one day we spent over $260. Okay? And although you guys may feel like that's not a lot of money, this and that, but it is. Okay? And I'm ashamed of that. Okay? My hand in the deal of $260 was $27. The rest was my girls and my wife, all right? And I'm not kicking them around about it or anything like that. I'm just trying to get them more conscious of spending money and spending it frivolously like there's no tomorrow. Of course, kids don't understand a lot about money. So they think, Dad, just take the card and go to the machine and get us some money. Well, that may be all well and good. I may have money in there. But why are we going to get money? What do we need money for? Well, I want some Chick-fil-A. Well, Chick-fil-A is going to start being at my house out of the question. McDonald's is going to start to be out of the question. Because not only is that food and everything is not good for you, but at the same time, we have a freezer full of food at home. We have a refrigerator full of food at home. Why can't you do what I do and come home and make your sandwich? Or make your salad, a nice salad. You know, boil you some eggs, make some tuna. Come on, y'all. When we were growing up, how often did you go to McDonald's? How often, I don't know if Chick-fil-A and stuff was around, but think about that. How often did you go to McDonald's and Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, all that jazz? How often did you do that? I'll tell you about me. I don't know about your household, but I'll tell you about me. The only time I was able to go to McDonald's is on a special, something special was going on. Or my mom just didn't feel like cooking. But that wasn't a lot. Okay? Going out to eat to a restaurant. That didn't happen when I was growing up. Now, yesterday, we were trying to figure out what to eat for dinner, what to eat for dinner. You know how it goes. What to eat for dinner. Did we take anything out? Yada, yada. That's another thing. Planning ahead. You guys have to push ahead. Plan ahead. Grab something out of the freezer. Maybe the night before. Let it sit out and thaw. The next day, you got what you need to cook right there, and it doesn't have to be all. Just think ahead a little bit. And as far as the Chick-fil-A and the Chinese restaurant, all this stuff, that has to be poured out. And it's for me now. I'm not talking about you. You do what you want to do. You handle things your way. But if you start to do a daily budget, and start to figuring out how you can save money, how you can take something out of here in order to save some money for something that's unexpected. The water pump may go out on your car. Knock on wood that it doesn't, but things like that happen. Water pump goes out on your car. Now, okay, the first thing you think about And we as non-rich people, the first thing you think about when something happens to your car is, my goodness, is it something major? How much is this going to cost to fix? Well, you're thinking about that because you don't have the money to do it. Okay? You don't have the money to do it. You haven't budgeted your money in order to keep some money to the side each month or each pay period to take care of those type things. You have to have your car to get to work, I guess, unless you carpool or ride the bus. But you have to have your car to get to work, so you got to get it fixed. Next thing you know, the car is $500 to get fixed. Oh, my God, I don't have the $500. So you got to figure out how to get the money. It's either a loan or from someone, a family member or something. You get a loan from a family member for the money. Or you'll take your credit card and go and get your car fixed on your credit card. Well, now if you do that, it's more than $500 to get your car fixed. I can't calculate exactly how much it would be if $500 putting on a 18 to 20-something% credit card. I don't know how much that'll be, but it's more than $500. All I'm saying, guys, is I'm giving you I'm being 100% transparent with you guys, and I'm doing this subject because a lot of you have asked me about figuring out how to budget your money and how to save money and, you know, what about a 401k and Roth IRA and all these things. Well, you know, if I be transparent with you about this and I start to be successful with this, maybe you could too. Maybe you could be successful with this. Because, I don't at all throw out how much money I make and my wife makes and this and that. We do okay to take care of what we have, okay? But I don't want to go over that. I don't want to get to the point where I'm not able to take care of what I have. Y'all with me? And you will get to that point. Believe me, you will get to that point if you continue to go every day and just throw away money. And everyone does it. I do it too, but I'm just saying, if you try to stay conscious of it, if you try to stay conscious of it, things will get better for you as far as money goes. You'll start to save money. I do a 401k at work, but I also do $100. I put away $100 in two savings accounts every pay period. So that now, when things come to happen, when something happened to my car, my wife's car, my daughter's car, whatever, now, okay, we got $600 over here. Is it more than that? No. I can take care of it. I got the cash. Get it fixed. Move on. Not worried about it. Guys, the biggest thing that happened, the biggest problem in United States right now is a lack of information about money, a lack of information about credit, a lack of information about how this stuff works. Okay? And when we start to learn how these things work, then you'll start to push back, man. When I looked at this segment about credit cards, I know I'm kind of getting off the budgeting thing now. But when I looked at this section about credit cards, oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's unbelievable the way that credit cards work. Okay? And a lot of stuff there, I didn't know. And a lot of stuff there, you may not know, or you may know, I don't know. But a lot of stuff on there that I didn't know. But now I know, and believe you me, these credit cards are going to go away real, real quick. All right? Because it's poison in your life. Now, the biggest reason for divorce in America right now is finance. Finances are the number one reason for divorce in the United States. So if that's something that you don't want to cause a rift in your relationship, why not set up a budget? Why not understand what you're spending your money out on each month, each day rather, and figure out where you can cut back? You know, just looking at our weekly spending pattern from last week, it was over yesterday, Sunday to Sunday. I mean, there's like $400 that could have been saved last week that was done from non-essential spending. Guys, this is serious. You know, money is serious. And, you know, I'm not saying, I'm not being a brood here and cutting back on everything, because there are some things that you have to do. I know that. We have to eat. We have to pay money out for groceries. I understand that. But, you know, doing Zaxby's and Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and all this stuff, Wendy's is not there. I mean, $23 to Wendy's on Tuesday. That's a lot of money. You know, 23 may not be a lot of money to you, but $23 at Wendy's that day is a lot of money. All right? So, you know, you got to just look in there and see what you're spending your money on. If you understand what you're spending your money on, you'll understand where you can cut back and put that money up, be able to save that money, okay? Be able to save that money. Keeping that money in your pocket and not giving it away. I tell people all the time, everywhere you go, someone's got their hand out trying to get money out of your pocket. Some places you need it. I mean, you have to go to the gas station. You have to put gas in your car. You have to get your car serviced on a timely basis in order to keep that machine running right. You have to buy tires every once in a while for that car. You have to get back and forth to work. You have to make your money as well. So those things are called essentials. You have to do that. But you don't budget for that. You budget for groceries each month. You know, you probably say, I spend a couple of $100s. I spend about $300 every 2.5 weeks for groceries. It's four of us in the household. So according to your household, that's how much money you have to spend. But you have to eat that stuff up. Instead of going out to McDonald's, Wendy's, and all these places to eat this terrible fast food. We've all heard that fast food isn't good for you. Why do we continue to buy it? Why do we continue to buy it? We have to break back and pull off of the fast foods. That'll save you a bunch of money right there. Now, going out, and the call-in number, guys, if you wanna be on the show, 818-301-5834. Another thing that's tough to get away from is, you know, impulse buying or whatever. Going out buying things that you don't need with money that you really don't have. Okay? You know, you have, and I'm going to use women, but don't send me 500 emails about this. I'm going to use women. Most women, not all, most women have maybe 50 to 70 pairs of shoes in their closet. You know, give and take tennis shoes and dress shoes and all this. Now, somebody's getting married the first week of July. You're invited. Why do you need a new pair of shoes to go to that wedding? Why do you need a new dress to go to that wedding? And it's a pair of shoes and a dress that you probably will not wear anymore after the wedding. Man, that gets under my skin so much. I have to walk away. Because you don't need a new pair of shoes. You don't need a new dress to go to a wedding. Y'all with me? You don't need a new pair of shoes, a new dress to go to someone's 50th birthday party. But a lot of women, not all women, will go out there and spend a few hundred dollars for a pair of shoes and a dress to go to a wedding. That's non-essential buying. Why not put that few hundred, it's more than 200, why not put that money in the bank for something that you'll really need it for later on down the road? Guys, today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, guys, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Join me in about 23 and a half hours. I'll be back right here, same place, same time, with another. Today's Monday. Great day today, guys. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm over. I'm out.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to